the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back at Redbird Arena. I think we're going to go right over to Mike Walker for the announcement of our starting lineups.
Let's meet the players and coaches for this game. Representing the Windy City Central Conference and appearing as visitors on the scoreboard, please welcome the Lady Eagles from Chicago John Hope High School. The Lady Eagles are sponsored during the tournament by the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau and Sports Commission. Their head coach is Kristen Moore, assistant coaches Janelle Spearman and Larry Stokes. The Lady Eagles starting lineup is at one forward, a junior number 14, Jacquise Cooper. At another forward, a sophomore number 24, Victoria King. At one guard, a junior number 15, Sahara Harrison. Also at guard, a junior number 20, Zakia Blair. And at guard, a junior number 23, Candace Lundy. Representing the Western Big Six Conference and appearing as home team on the scoreboard, let's welcome the Silver Streaks from Galesburg High School. The Silver Streaks are sponsored during the tournament by Dennis Twitty and Rob Williams, State Farm agents. Their head coach is Evan Massey. Assistant coaches are Jackie Howard and Michael Rux. The Silver Streaks starting lineup. At one guard, a 5'7 freshman, number 4, Bailey Boyer. At another guard, a 5'6 senior, number 10, Whitney Daler. Also at guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 14, Jessica Howard. And at guard, a 5'9 junior, number 12, Sarah Baker. And at forward, a 6'1 junior, number 52, Monika Warner. Officials for this game are Rick Frederick, Rich Doman, and Brad Parrish. Good luck to both teams.
So there's Mike Walker with the announcement of our starting lineups, and we're ready for high school basketball here on a foggy, foggy late afternoon in December. It was 39 degrees when we left Galesburg and 47 degrees when we got here, and we'll talk about our ride over as the game goes on. A key game for the Silver Streaks, as they are the number 6 seed in this tournament, playing the number 11 seed, and Galesburg wants to be in that championship bracket to see what they can do this year. The Silver Streaks, if they win this game today, they have a chance to play Morton. Galesburg dressed in their white home uniforms with the black letters and the black and silver piping. Chicago Hope, the Lady Eagles, dressed in their blue uniforms, navy blue, with gold and blue numerals and gold and blue piping. The opening tip is controlled by Chicago Hope. They'll be going from left to right on your radio dial here this afternoon. Top of the key, Zakia Blair hands it off to Lundy. Candace Lundy, top of the key. Now back out to Janice Cooper. Galesburg opens in the man-to-man defense. Around the three-point line comes Blair. Blair now gets it in the left corner down to Cooper. They tried to get it underneath but threw it away, and Galesburg will get it on the turnover.
Well, it's an interesting game. Hope only is dressing 6 for this game, so if the Streaks can get out and get moving and draw some fouls, this could be a good game for the Streaks.
Bailey Boyer into Warner. Warner left-handed layup. No, she missed the easy one. Got her own rebound, put it up no good, and the rebound in the lane was pulled down by Cooper of Chicago Hope. Back they come on the fast break all the way to the hoop. Putting it up is Lundy, but Lundy's going to be called for the offensive foul.
Good positioning right there, and the Streaks were able to get a turnover by the charge. They had a good job of setting it into the lane and then taking the charge.
Back on the attack now come the Streaks. Bailey Boyer between the circles to Howard, one dribble in front of us. Now to Sarah Baker, back up top to Bailey Boyer for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. To Warner, who's out beyond the three-point line right wing. Now to the left side, Bailey Boyer. Here's a backdoor pass to Warner, baseline jumper no good, but we'll get a whistle and a foul called.
Jim, the Lady Eagles are sitting in a 2-3 zone right now. We heard a lot of talk from both coaches about Lady Eagles playing a man-to-man full-court press. I just can't imagine that we'll see a whole lot of that with only dressing six players. Unless these girls' cardio is way up, they're going to get winded in a hurry trying to man-to-man the streaks all night.
Monika Warner makes the first. She's a 72% free throw shooter. 1-0 in favor of Galesburg. That foul was against Candace Lundy, her first. Second team foul. Warner missed the second. Rebound Candace Lundy. She brings it out left to right now for the Hope Lady Eagles. Hands the ball off top of the key to Blair. Now they run a weave to Cooper. Cooper took one step inside the three-point line. Now back to Lundy. She gets off an off-balance shot, no good, but the rebound's going to be picked up by Cooper. Now they'll come back up top to Blair. Blair, now the pass inside is going to be tipped away by Warner, but it goes out of bounds off Galesburg, and it'll be Hope's ball.
Well, the Streaks are doing a good job of moving right now. It looks like the Lady Eagles are running a base set of a weave at the top of the key.
Ball comes in the lane. Here's a shot by Lundy off balance. No good. The rebound's going to come out and be picked up by Hope's Harrison. She'll get it back up top to Blair. We'll get a travel here on Zakiya Blair. So Galesburg will get it on the unforced turnover.
Sorry, Jim. Kind of frustrating on the early going. We're seeing a lot of second chance opportunities. This is an issue that the Streaks have had all season, is keeping the other team off the offensive boards. They're going to have to dominate on that to keep the Lady Eagles from getting into this game.
1-0 Galesburg. Daler comes cross court with a skip pass now to Howard. Down to Baker on the left baseline. Back out to Boyer, now to Daler. Looking inside for Warner. Instead, Bailey Boyer has it tipped away from her and stolen away by Candace Lundy. Back comes Hope. Hope on the fast break, and now they're going to throw it away as they were trying to get it down to Harrison on the baseline, but the pass that came from Zakiya Blair went over her head. Now, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer will come in, Whitney Daler, Sarah Baker out for the Streaks. So Galesburg, Maddie Boyer will also go out. Kat Mangieri will come in. It'll be Pacheco, Mangieri, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Monika Warner for Galesburg. Here's Mangieri into the front court. Now they get it back up top to Howard, right side to Mangieri. In the paint, Warner playing a long time. Now Howard in the circle. Gets it back out to Maddie Boyer. Boyer now comes on the dribble. Into the paint, now to Pacheco. Back out to Boyer, right side dribble inside the three-point line. Into Warner, who puts it up no good. Boy, she was hit hard, no whistle. The rebound controlled by Zahara Harrison. Back in the front court now comes Lundy. Candace Lundy, left-handed dribble to the lane. Kicks it up the left side to Jacquees Cooper. But the ball goes over her head, and Hope turns it over.
The Lady Eagles are having some passing right now, and this is something we've seen the Streaks struggle with during the early part of the season, but definitely not getting crisp passes.
Back comes Galesburg into the front court. Howard has it tipped away and stolen by Candace Lundy, and Lundy will bring it back on the attack for Hope. Now Mangieri falls down in the three-point line. Here's the three-pointer put up air ball by Blair. The rebound Monika Warner for Galesburg. Back come the Streaks right to left. Into the front court Mangieri. Alley-oop to Pacheco. Shelby has it tipped away, and it's going to be picked up by Jaquees Cooper of Hope. Back into the front court come the Lady Eagles now. She gives it back out to Blair. Zakiya Blair guarded by Mangieri. Blair now comes on the right side. Bounce pass to Harrison. She drives the right baseline. Back up now to Cooper. She'll take the 10-foot jumper. No good. The rebound Warner. Warner now. We're going to get it taken away from her. And they say it went off and out of bounds off Jacquees Cooper. And now Daler will come back in for the Streaks and Jessica Howard out.
Well, this massive substitutions we've seen Coach do in, lately since the two girls have come back might actually benefit the Streaks today. If they can stay fresh, I would imagine Lady Eagles are going to tire out here in a hurry.
Warner now back up top to Daler, left side man Jerry. Backdoor pass, Warner up, good. Great pass. Monika Warner with the basket, 3-0 Galesburg. Monika with all the Streaks points. Now here comes Hope. Into the front court comes Candace Lundy. Now in the left side dribble, Blair has it. She'll come back up top. Back up top to Candace Lundy. Lundy drives the paint, but we're going to get a carry called against her.
In the early going, I really liked what we see from Candace Lundy. She seems like a very quick guard, and she definitely has some good ball handling, but she seems to get a little sloppy at times. And I think that the Streaks are going to be able to take advantage of that. The one thing they have to be cautious of is who she's guarding when they have the ball, because she's done a great job of getting her hands in and stripping passes and stripping the dribbler so far.
Latasha Roberson comes in for Hope. Jacquees Cooper out. Streaks in the front court. Backdoor pass again to Warner. She missed the layup. Rebound's going to be tipped up and go out of bounds. It'll be Gale's first ball. Boy, Warner wide open on that back door.
Well, and it's going to be open all day. They're playing this 2-3, only they being the Lady Eagles, are overloading the ball, the strong side, and it's going to be open. They got to hit the shots, though.
Maddie Boyer left corner now. One dribble, and she walked with it.
Well, that's a sloppy turnover right there you can't have. And Maddie just kind of thought the passing lane was there, went to pass, and noticed that it was shut down, and shuffled the feet.
3:49 first quarter, 3-0 Silver Streaks. Bounce pass now at the paint. They dish it off right side. Here's Lundy with a 17-footer, no good. Gets her own rebound, drives inside. The ball was tipped away and picked up by Whitney Daler of Galesburg. Outlet pass, Maddie Boyer. Here come the Streaks right to left. Boyer holds up, now to her sister, Bailey, here to get it left side. Daler tried to get it into Baker, was tipped away, but Baker gets it back. Baker underneath, put it up, partially blocked. Ball still on the floor, fought for, still down on the floor. Now it's finally picked up by Maddie Boyer to Pacheco on the baseline. She puts it up, no good. The rebound, Sarah Baker, but she had it knocked away from her by Candace Lundy. Boy, Galesburg with a great chance there. Couldn't get a basket. Back comes Candace Lundy. Now in the front court, Latasha Roberson. Around the three-point line is Blair. Back to Lundy. Lundy with a drive. 17-foot pull-up jumper in and out, no good. Rebound Pacheco. She couldn't hold on, but Baker was able to control for the Streaks. Here comes Galesburg right to left. And Bailey Boyer is going to be bumped out front. And we'll get a foul called against Aguia Blair, her first third-term foul against Hope.
And it looks like 30-second timeout here for the Lady Eagles. I think that Coach Moore for Chicago John Hope is going to be having to use those timeouts pretty liberally today, as she's going to have to keep her girls fresh, especially with the longer floor, which definitely going to play an effect.
Kristen Moore is a graduate of Hope School. She played at Arkansas. This is her second year coaching the Hope Lady Eagles. They are 7-6 on the season. They beat Lincoln Park King, Morgan Park, King of Milwaukee, and Curry and Hyde Park and Dunbar. They lost to Young 72-24. That's the number one girls team in the state. Ferguson, Missouri, St. Charles North. They also lost to Loyola Academy, Bogan, and Marist. Galesburg's ball after the 30-second timeout. They lead it 3-0. Bailey Boyer now comes across the key. Now to Baker, back out to Boyer, high left wing. In the corner, Howard. Here's a three-point shot, no good. It was short. The rebound tipped up, is going to be knocked out of bounds. They'll give it to Hope.
Well, the girls are not liking the rims here in the early going. The girls are not shooting well at all from the field. In fact, they only have one make from the field, and that was courtesy of Mynika Warner to go along with 10 misses.
Full court pressure by Galesburg, but they beat it easily. Lundy gets it down into the front court to Harrison. Here's the 18-footer, is going to be good by Zakiya Blair. And so Hope has its first points. 3-2. Back comes Daler for Galesburg. Pops it out to Bailey Boyer. Top of the key now to Baker. Underneath to Warner, and Warner will put it up underneath, and she's going to be fouled on the play by Sahara Harrison, her first and the fourth team foul. And Mynika will go to the line and shoot two.
I think they actually got that foul on Victoria King, but Mynika needs to start finishing in there. She's got a height advantage down there. She's got to get stronger with the ball and take it stronger to the hoop. She could be making moves into three-point plays as opposed to just shooting the two free throws.
She has all Galesburg's points. It's 4-2. One more free throw for Mynika Warner, the 6'1 junior. She led them with 22 against Canton on Monday night at John Thiel Gym. Second free throw is going to go around, and she gets the roll as it drops through. Warner with 5 points, and it's 5-2 Streaks. Full court pressure now by Galesburg. Now they'll drop off as Candace Lundy tried to throw it underneath, a half-court pass, but it went nowhere. In fact, it went out of bounds, and so Galesburg will get it on the turnover.
Jim, she's playing aggressive, but she, being Lundy, keeps throwing the ball away. She's got to be a little bit smarter with her passes. The passing lanes have been there. She just isn't making very smart passes, trying to throw off one arm.
Bailey Boyer now in the paint to Warner, pops it out to Daler. Whitney will take the three. Good! Oh, that's what we saw last year. Whitney Daler with the three-pointer, nobody near her, and it's 8-2 Silver Streaks. Back on the attack comes Hope. Into the front court now comes Blair. He's going to throw a bad pass, but it was picked off by Lundy. She'll drive all the way to the hoop, put it up and through. A pretty drive as Candace Lundy picked up the garbage ball and off the court and got the drive and the layup. Back comes Galesburg now. Taylor on the right side, inside to Warner. She'll go right to the basket, put it up, no good. The rebound underneath, controlled by Candace Lundy of Hope. Back on the attack come the Lady Eagles now. This is Blair. Back up now to Lundy. Lundy now tried to get it down inside. The ball was tipped away, but it was picked up by Cooper. Back to Cooper again, and she'll put the turnaround jumper up and through. Jacquees Cooper with her first of the game, and it's 8-6. The Streaks by two. Here's the jumper, top of the key by Baker with the three, and it's good. Sarah Baker gets her three-pointer, and it's 11-6.
Just a step up, nice knockdown from the top of the key for Sarah Baker.
Now Baker almost tipped it away. Lundy had it, but she's going to carry the ball, driving to the hoop again, and it'll be Galesburg's ball. Shelby Pacheco's going to come back in. Katarina Mangieri will come back in for the Silver Streaks. So we'll set Galesburg's lineup for you. They have Jessica Howard, Kat Mangieri. Sarah Baker stays in. Maddie Boyer back into the game, and Shelby Pacheco as Mynika Warner gets a rest. Kat Mangieri now up top to Jessica Howard with 45 seconds to go first quarter. Galesburg leads it 11-6. Left side Maddie Boyer, not a Howard. Wrong Mangieri, but she couldn't control it. Hit the official who was standing out of bounds. It'll turn over, and it'll go over to John Hope.
Unforced turnover right there. Just a bad pass by Jess Howard. Just a little too high for Kat Mangieri to handle.
So Hope will bring it back on the attack. Maddie Boyer going to come out and put some pressure on Latasha Roberson. They're trying to trap her at center court, and Howard steals it. Howard now back for Galesburg. All the way in, puts a layup up through. Jessica Howard's first, and it's 13-6 with 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and that one was coming right at us.
It was, and nobody could make the catchdown press wrong here.
Aaron Fry,
Aaron Fry.
Big air.
Jeez.
Of the register. Here comes Mangieri now into the front court to Howard. Right side Boyer with 14 seconds to go. Back to Howard with 10 seconds to go in the corner. Baker, she tried to get it inside, but it was tipped away. And with 8.7, Galesburg will get one more chance.
Well, let's see if they can run a good set play. I would like to see Jessica Howard open for a three here.
Bounce pass to Baker, but it was tipped away, and it's picked up by Hope. Back on the attack, now comes Harrison, all the way down court, and it's going to be knocked away by Mangieri. And with 3.1 seconds to go, Hope will get it underneath their own basket.
The Streaks have to be aware of the middle of the lane right here. Last inbounds play, they tried to lob it over the top.
Zakiya Blair now will toss it in for John Hope. Comes in the right corner to Cooper, who takes the shot air ball. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 13, Chicago John Hope 6. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hauslein in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan wishing all of our customers and friends a Merry Christmas. Employee pricing, 0% financing, and some of the best deals in automotive history. Stop by for details at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks ball to start the second quarter. Galesburg leads it 13-6. In the front court now, Bailey Boyer. Backdoor to Mynika. She'll put it up and through. Mynika Warner has 7. Galesburg leads it 15-6. Back comes Chicago Hope now. Candace Lundy on the left side almost lost the ball, but gets it back up court to Roberson. Latasha Roberson tried to get a bounce pass underneath, but it was tipped away by Howard. Now the ball fought for and picked up by Hope's Roberson again. Back up top to Blair. Zakiya Blair now on the dribble. She'll go all the way in, put the shot up, no good, but we'll get a whistle, and a foul's going to be called, and she's going to shoot 2.
Well, that's been wide open all game for the Streaks is that backdoor pass against this 2-3 zone, and they've gotten it to Mynika a few times, and she hasn't been able to finish. Right there, she was able to just barely push one over the rim, and it fell for the Streaks to give them this 9-point advantage.
Shelby Pacheco calls for the personal foul. Zakiya Blair, who's a junior, goes to the free throw line and misses the first one. She'll get one more. Substitution, Candace Lundy goes out. Victoria King in for the Lady Eagles. One more free throw now on the way by Zakiya Blair, and she missed them both. The rebound, Shelby Pacheco. Galesburg leading at 15-6. Back into the front court come the Streaks. This is Pacheco. Now to Howard. Bounce pass to Maddie Boyer, left corner. Back up top now to Howard. Now to Bailey Boyer. She'll reset as they've been looking for Warner underneath. Back to Bailey Boyer. Now to Howard. Right side, Maddie Boyer. Here's the pass to Howard. She'll take the three-pointer NBA range. No good. The rebound's going to be go out of bounds as Jacquees Cooper of Hope just let it roll out harmlessly. And so Galesburg will lose it, and Hope will have it.
Well, this press, as the Streaks set up their press, this press has been very effective so far for Galesburg as they've been able to force some turnovers.
Wear them down a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Comes in now to Latasha Roberson. Roberson double-teamed in the backcourt now. Now she's going to get it at center court to Blair, who brings it over the timeline. Now they get it inside to Cooper. Cooper puts it up no good. The rebound on the left side put back up and through by Victoria King. Victoria King's first of the game. Makes it 15-8. The Streaks by 7. Here's Pacheco top of the key. Right side now to Bailey Boyer. She'll bring it out and set the Streaks offense. On the dribble now. Holds up front to Maddie, her sister. Back to Bailey. Alley-oop to Warner. Warner drives a hoop, puts it up. No. But she'll be called for the travel.
I thought there was a little bit of a bump, but I guess it did come after she started to make her move. So if they're going to call the travel, that's where it was. I'd like to see the Streaks go back and keep trying to hammer away at that weak side post. It's worked so well so far.
Blair now gets the inbounds pass into Roberson. Back to Blair. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Still in the backcourt is Hope. Now the pass over to Roberson, but she's going to lose it out of bounds, and the press works again.
And, Jim, you know, when John Hope has beat it, they've done it by just lobbing passes towards the middle of the floor and letting their girls outrun. Streaks have to start to recognize that. When they get that trap in the backcourt, go to the middle of the floor and look for that pass to come in. It seems like they keep going there, and right there they were able to push them to the sideline.
Bucket here to be huge. Daler right wing. Back out to Bailey Boyer. The Streaks in the front court to Howard. Howard up top. Now to Bailey Boyer, high right wing. Yeah. Tried to get a pass to Daler, but it was intercepted and stolen by Harrison. Harrison all the way down court. Puts the shot up. Good. And she's going to be fouled on the play.
Two mistakes on that play right there by Bailey Boyer. First of all, she was on the far side wing and tried to make a pass towards the near side baseline. That's just too long of a pass. When you're making a pass of about 20 feet, that's way too far, especially against a quick 2-3 defense like this. The whole point of 2-3 is to try to cut down on passing lanes. Second of all, when Sahara Harrison was coming down the floor, there was no reason for Bailey Boyer to get herself anywhere near Sahara Harrison. She had just conceded the layup, but she had no position.
Harrison makes the free throw, converts the three-point play. Here's Streaks back into the front court. Mynika from the right baseline took the pass from Baker and puts it up and through. Warner with 9, 17-11. The Streaks by 6. Back on the fast break comes Hope, and now Warner is going to block the shot by Harrison, but it's picked up by Lundy. Back up top now to Blair. Blair now comes on the left wing, gets the ball over there. Now turnaround jumper, Lundy left side, no good. Rebound Mynika for Galesburg. She loses it but picks it up, and we're going to get a whistle here and a timeout called by the Streaks. 30-second timeout. Boy, you just get the feeling Galesburg is ready to break this game open, but it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it looks like they're right on the verge. The problem so far for the Streaks, they have not shot the ball well. And then additionally, they've had some unforced turnovers. I think as the game goes long, as Hope continues to get more and more tired because of the fact that the Streaks are pressing them on every make, and then additionally that they're trying to play a very up-tempo style of game, they're going to get worn down and they're going to be – committing more and more of these unforced turnovers. The Streaks just have to be patient, take advantage of things. And I think we've seen a weakness. They haven't been able to stop Mynika. Unfortunately, Mynika's shooting right now, she's only 3 for 8 on the game. If she can hit a couple more shots, the Streaks would be up by a lot more here.
Back comes Mangieri after the timeout. 17-11, the Streaks by 6. They have it in the front court. Left side Mangieri. Here's a pass to Warner. Warner will put it up. Oh, she was hacked hard. No whistle. The ball comes back out to Mangieri. Mangieri on the dribble right wing. Back out to Sarah Baker. Back to Kat Mangieri right side for the Streaks. Mangieri brings it out. Dribbles right around the three-point line. Now pops it out to Howard. Right side Daler. Left side not a Howard. One dribble to Baker left baseline. Back to Jessica. Not a Mangieri. Here's the pass in the paint to Warner underneath Baker. She'll put it up. No, she had the easy one, but just kind of threw it up there. The rebound controlled by Sahara Harrison. Back on the attack now comes Chicago Hope. This is Latasha Roberson in front of the scorer's table. Roberson, she'll drive all the way to the foul line, and we'll get a whistle here.
Jim, what's unfortunate at the other side of the floor was that the Streaks did a very good job on offense. They got to the high post with Mynika Warner. Mynika right away recognized the fact that the defense collapsed on her. She found Sarah Baker wide open under the basket. Sarah just was not able to finish.
I'm not sure who got that foul, but it'll be the Golden Eagles ball, and they come right inside to Sahara Harrison. She has 5 as she makes that basket, and it's 17-13, a 4-point Silver Streak lead. Bailey Boyer right side to Maddie, now back up top to Bailey. Bailey Boyer now on the dribble, has it up top. Boyer now to Pacheco, gets it over to Daler, back up top now to Bailey Boyer. Right side now to Maddie. Right corner now to Daler. Bounce pass goes inside to Pacheco. Pacheco has 3 girls on her. Pops it out to Whitney Daler. Left side now to Bailey Boyer. Into Warner. Turnaround jumper, no. The rebound's going to be tipped out in the lane, and it'll be picked up by Zakiya Blair. A fast break now into the front court. Comes Roberson. She'll take the 3, no. The rebound's going to be pulled down by Hope. Here's the 3-pointer again. No good by Blair. The rebound fought for underneath. Picked up and put up no good by Jacquees Cooper, and now pulled down by Pacheco. Back comes Galesburg right to left. Left side, this is Whitney Daler. Top of the key, Warner. Now to Bailey Boyer with 3:36 to go second quarter. 17-13 Silver Streaks. The Streaks led at the quarter 13-6. Now Bailey Boyer on the right side of Pacheco on the high post. She lost the ball, but we'll get a grab here and a whistle.
It looks like what's open on this 2-3 is if the Streaks can get it at the top of the key or even in the high post, the dump down to the opposite post has been wide open. The defense kind of tends to rotate and sink towards that high post.
Here's a 3-pointer right corner, Whitney Daler, and we'll get a push underneath, and a foul is going to be called, I think, against the Streaks.
Wide open look for Whitney Daler right there off the inbounds. Good shot, just unfortunately just didn't have a right angle on it.
Pacheco with the foul. That's her second, the third team foul. She's going to come out. Sarah Baker will come in. Galesburg has Mynika Warner, Whitney Daler, Bailey Boyer, Maddie Boyer, and Sarah Baker. Baker is on that point on the full court press as the Streaks apply full court pressure, leading it by 4, 17-13. Candace Lundy gets the ball in the backcourt. Now she gets it back. Now the pass comes over the timeline. They get it ahead to Cooper. She drives underneath. No shot up, no good. Rebound controlled by Baker. Back comes Galesburg. Bailey Boyer ahead to Maddie, but Maddie couldn't control the pass. It goes out of bounds, and Galesburg will turn it over.
Mynika's got to be aware right now. The Eagles are sending 2 girls back with her, and she's only playing 1 of them. The deep girl's wide open right now, and that's Sahara Harrison.
Inbound pass to Candace Lundy. Back now to Blair. Blair has it bounce off her foot, and we'll get a whistle here. And I think we're going to get a foul on Maddie Boyer.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Jim. It looked like Maddie Boyer was going for the ball just as much as Blair was.
Her first 4th team foul. They break the pressure this time. Get it down on the baseline to Harrison. Sahara Harrison couldn't get the shot up, but it's picked up by Blair. Now over to Cooper, and she'll put the jumper up and through from about 12 feet. Jacquees Cooper has 4. 17-15. Galesburg needs a bucket. Baker now on the left side, Whitney Daler. Back up top to Sarah Baker. Now to Maddie Boyer. Now to Bailey Boyer. Bailey Boyer, 1 dribble up top. Now to Maddie. With 2:34 to go second quarter, it's 17-15 in favor of the Streaks. Now Warner pops out beyond the 3-point line. Top of the key, Daler to Maddie Boyer. Maddie now double team. Got it back out to Whitney Daler. You can kind of feel the momentum shifting a little bit in this game. Now underneath the Baker. She'll put the shot up baseline. Good! Nice job by Sarah. Ducking underneath the defender and putting the shot up. And it's 19-15 Silver Streaks. Back now comes Cooper. She'll drive the baseline. And we'll get a grab here called against Bailey Boyer, I believe.
Well, the interesting thing here is that they're calling the hand checks on the guards out top, but inside they're letting the girls bang. So I just find it interesting that they're not calling the hits inside, too, as Sarah Baker, even on that shot, was pushed a little bit.
Bailey Boyer's second. That's a 15 foul against the Streaks. We're 5-5 in team fouls. Now it'll be triggered in by... Now they get it in. Hope gets it in. Now here's a 17-footer right side, and it's going to be good by Jack Weese Cooper. That thing didn't even hit the net. Went right through, and it's 19-17. The Streaks by two with a minute 54 to go first half. Bounce pass to Whitney Daler now on the right side. To Howard. She'll take the three-pointer. Good! Jessica Howard for three. She has 5 points. Hitting it from the right wing, and it's 22-17 Streaks. Now stolen by Mynika as the press worked that time. To Sarah Baker. She hands it off to Warner. Now to Mangieri. Mangieri right here in front of us at center court with a minute 30 to go second quarter. Mangieri gets it up top now to Howard. Left side Daler. Back to Jessica Howard. Looking in for Warner. Now to Baker. Baker, 10-foot jumper, no. The rebound tipped around by Warner, and it's going to be picked up by Hopes Roberson. Latasha Roberson. Bounce pass down to Lundy, but Lundy carried the ball again and turns it over. The Streaks will have it.
It's almost like Lundy doesn't realize that she does it when she does it, because she's done it a lot so far in this game.
We're going to have a full timeout with a minute 14 to go, second quarter. Galesburg 22, Hope 17. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Stock up with big savings during Menards' year-end sale. Buy one furnace filter for $1.99, get one free. Buy two rolls of Johns Manville R25 Attic Blanket Fiberglass Insulation for $14.99 each, get one free. Save big on Kidde Smoke Alarms with battery, two for $9. Plus, there's zero payments and no interest for 12 months with your Menards Big Card. And register to win a Dodge Journey.
Save big money at Menards.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team looks to upset state-ranked Sterling in the first round of the State Farm Holiday Classic tonight. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:10 on WGIL.
We drove over today in a beautiful 2007 Nissan Altima. This is a great car, 2.5-liter engine, has automatic transmission. The holiday bonus sale price is $17,995, and this car available at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury, just north of the square on North Broad. We'll talk more about this beauty, but what a ride it was. Galesburg's ball after Hope's full timeout. Streaks lead at 22-17. Here's Howard again with the three-pointer right wing. The rebound tipped out by Warner, but she tipped it right to Candace Lundy. Lundy all the way down court. She'll go right to the hoop, puts it up and through. Oh, a great full-court drive by Candace Lundy. She has four. 22-19, back to Warner. Now Daler fakes the three. The bounce pass into Mynika, and we'll get a foul called here against Jacquise Cooper, her second, and the 16 foul against Hope.
Well, Jim, the Candace Lundy has looked pretty impressive at times in this game, and that was a beautiful drive right there, and we've seen a few of those so far. The Streaks are going to have to cut off that driving angle on the fast break a little quicker.
It'll be Galesburg's ball underneath their own basket. Comes into Howard. Now back in the corner to Daler. Back to Mangieri, not a Daler. Back out to Mangieri. Left side now, pass is going to be tipped around and almost intercepted, but Howard was able to pick it up. Bounce pass into Mynika. Turnaround jump shot, no good, but we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
Well, it looks like Lundy's walking a little gingerly on her ankle right now. I don't know if she turned it in the scrum when the ball went back inside, but the Streaks are going to have to do a better job of passing again. Passing angles, passing lanes, and pass fakes. They've struggled with this at times all year long, and right there,
Warner's going to the line and shoot two. She missed the first. Coming into the game for the first time today, Whitney Daler will go out, so Galesburg will have Jessica Howard, Catman Jerry, Megan, Mynika Warner. One more free throw for Mynika. Here it is, then this one's short. The rebound's going to be pulled out of there by Candace Lundy of Chicago Hope. 22-19, three-point Silver Streaks lead. Left side Roberson now, left-handed dribble. Tried to get the bounce pass on the baseline. She was looking down there for Victoria King, but the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball on the turnover.
Well, good substitution right here by Coach Matsey, is nobody had come down there to throw the ball in, and it was able to delay time long enough to get Maddie.
Megan Young goes out with a big smile on her face. So Maddie Boyer came in and threw it in. Now Mangieri, top of the key to Jessica Howard, not a Maddie Boyer. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Howard now, but they're going to call her for a travel. She shuffled the feet just a little bit before she let go the three on the high left side.
She didn't like how her feet were positioned and just took it upon herself to take a little shuffle step, and she's going to come out now as Megan Young comes back into the game. I'm kind of surprised the Streaks didn't hold for a last shot there.
So it'll be inbounded now to Roberson. 10 seconds to go. Seven. Roberson brings it up. Now she's going to travel top of the key as she was faking left, trying to throw it on the right side to Blair. And so Galesburg will get it with 3.8 seconds to go, and Jamie Jackson will trigger it in for the Streaks. Jessica Howard will come back in. Megan Young out for Galesburg. Let's see what the streak set up here. Whitney Daler is going to come back in for Mangieri. So it'll be Jamie Johnson, Maddie Boyer, Whitney Daler, Howard, and Warner. Here comes Maddie Boyer. Alley-oop into Warner, but she couldn't control. Oh, that was a pretty good pass.
That was a good pass and a good idea. It was just a little bit too high for Mynika. I think if she had it to do again, she could have pulled that one down, but unfortunately, just a little high. 0.3 left on the clock. You should not be able to get a shot up here.
Here's the inbound pass comes in. That'll be the end of the first half with the score. It's Galesburg 22 and Chicago Hope 19. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive-thru for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
I could not raise my arm above my head. My doctor had been after me for 2 or 3 years to consider rotator cuff surgery, so I finally got it done, and I started rehabilitation 3 days after surgery.
That's Van Steckelberg of Galesburg, and this is his real-life Azer story.
I never considered any other place than Azer's in order to complete the rehabilitation. They have taken me step by step to where I am now, building strength and flexibility. I have a passion for track, and this spring I'll be able to get that arm above my head again, and looking forward to it.
More real people just like Van Steckelberg choose Azer Clinic when they need therapy after surgery, because at Azer, their leading technology and years of experience all comes together to help you get better faster.
There was never a doubt in my mind that I was in good hands.
Azer Clinic. Call 344-3400 or go to azerclinic.com. The expertise is ours.
The choice is yours.
Azer Clinic. You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, breathe love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart breathe loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breathe Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breathe Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart breathe loves.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Lyman, Eric Gibson back with you. WGIL, glad to have you with us for high school girls basketball at the half. The Silver Streaks holding on to a tenuous 22-19 lead. Galesburg led 13-6 at the end of the first quarter, but they were outscored 13-9 in the second quarter by the Hope Lady Eagles. Let's run down the scoring. Our postgame or our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. For Chicago John Hope, they're led in scoring by Jacquees Cooper, who has 6 points. 5 points in the first half for Sahara Harrison. 4 points for Candace Lundy. 2 points in the first half for Sakia Blair, and 2 points for Victoria King. The Streaks are led in scoring by Mynika Warner. She has 9 points, 3 field goals, and 3 free throws. 5 points in the first half for Jessica Howard. She has 1 3-pointer. 5 points for Sarah Baker, who also has a 3 and a field goal. And 3 points in the first half for Whitney Daler, who hit her first 3-pointer of the year. As far as fouls go, Bailey Boyer has 2. Shelby Pacheco has 2. Maddie Boyer, 1. 3 for Jacquees Cooper of John Hope. Victoria King has 2. 1 for Sahara Harrison and 1 for Candace Lundy. Boy, look at you! Look at this guy with the math here. He's figuring them up. What else you got?
Well, I'll tell you, 5 rebounds for Mynika Warner, so she's done a pretty good job on the boards. I think Sarah Baker's looked a lot more active in this game than we've seen her recently, as she has 4 rebounds and 5 points, but she's looking for her shot a lot more than what we've seen recently. But the story, I think, of the game so far, Jim, has been the missed shots. I'm sure Coach Massey's telling him right now, you're up 22-19. You should be up way more than that. Mynika Warner, who came into the game shooting 56% from the field on the season, is only 3 for 10 from the field. And then 2 for 6 for Sarah Baker, 1 for 5 inside the three-point line. She's perfect outside the three-point line. And Whit Daler is 1 for 2. So you kind of would like to see the girls shoot a little bit higher of percentage here. But, you know, there's a lot of things that go into it. A longer court, more open background. So maybe the girls just haven't gotten used to it yet, and we'll see that in the second half. But I definitely think that this game has been theirs for the taking. It would be unfortunate to see them let John Hope hang around here until the end of the game and then lose one in an unfortunate way. I would like to see them start working inside more. They've gotten some good looks. They haven't hit the shots.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agents for all your insurance needs. Again, we came over in a 2007 Nissan Altima. This is a silver car. It's a holiday bonus sale price until the end of the year. The sale price clearly marked in the window, and it said $17,995. So this is a 2007 Nissan, $17,995, a Nissan Altima. It has a 2.5-liter engine, automatic transmission, 8-way power adjustable driver's seat, air conditioning, AM-FM stereo, auxiliary audio input, cruise control, power windows, power door locks, steering wheel mounted audio controls, tilt telescopic steering column, automatic on-off headlights, power exterior mirrors, which I was playing with, remote front window power operation. This baby has everything. See all the folks at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury, Mike Schmidt, Jeff Klink, all the gang. Plus, this car gets 34 miles per gallon on the highway. This is a great car for you to look at. Look at it next week at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury, 120 North Broad, right off the square. You want to make an appointment? Call them at 309-342-4121. Eric will talk to Jackie Howard, find out what went on in the locker room at halftime in a moment. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Yim Chevrolet is giving you one last shot at the year's biggest price cuts through December 31st. Save $5,000 on the all-new 2009 Chevrolet Traverse. Save $14,500 on a new 2008 Chevy Crew Cab diesel truck. Buy a new Chevrolet Silverado extended cab for $15,960. Save $10,000. Buy a new 2009 Pontiac G6 for just $15,983. That's $5,000 in savings. Don't forget, save $5,000 on the 2009 Chevrolet Traverse. Save $14,500 on a new 2008 Chevy Crew Cab diesel truck. New Silverado extended cab, $15,960. A new 2009 Pontiac G6, just $15,983. More than 400 vehicles are available. Through December 31st, we're giving you one last shot at red tag discounts at Yem Chevrolet on North Henderson Street and online at yemautos.com. Stock numbers 90039, 80449, 80930, and 90171. Prices plus tax, title, license with approved credit.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Sid Carlson and A.G. Edwards, a division of Wachovia Securities, LLC, fully invested in their clients. A dense fog advisory continues till 4 a.m. Saturday. The Spoon River at London Mills is under a flood warning from Saturday morning till Tuesday morning, and a flash flood watch is in effect from midnight tonight through tomorrow afternoon. Rising temperatures with occasional showers and thunderstorms tonight. More rain possible, an early high of 55 with falling temperatures tomorrow. It's currently 44 at WGIL.
A family edition of WGIL Sports Saturday, a visit with Verdon High School varsity boys basketball coach Marty Perry tomorrow morning at 8 on WGIL.
Our interview with Coach Jackie Howard brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Here's Eric Gibson.
Thanks, Jim. I'm here with Coach Howard. Coach, will we see any changes here in the second half?
Hopefully with our intensity. We're doing some pretty good things, getting used to the college floor and stuff like that. But main thing right now is we just need to come out and play with intensity. You know, a lot of different things will happen if we play with our intensity. And so hopefully it's a new half. First one's out of the way. Move on to the next one.
Last couple of games, we've seen you guys really turn it on in the second half. Seems like it's just a shooting issue right now. You're getting the looks.
Yeah, I think we're probably getting fouled a little bit, you know, but we got to be able to play through that, still take it up, and, you know, we're eventually going to get the calls. We still need to put those two halves together, so hopefully we'll have a, you know, good half like we did at Canton, and time will tell.
All right, thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half. Back to you, Jim.
Our interview with Coach Jackie Howard brought to you by McDonald's. Two locations, North Henderson and East Main in Galesburg. I'm loving it at McDonald's. Our score is 22-19 in favor of the Silver Streaks as we get ready to start the second half of play. Galesburg will be moving from right to left. It'll be the Hope Golden Eagles ball to start the second half. And right here in front of us, it'll be triggered in bounds by Zakiya Blair, who is a 5'5 junior. She'll trigger it in. And Latasha Roberson is going to take the inbounds pass for the Golden Eagles. Bounce pass going to be stolen by Howard. Now the ball fought for, and it'll be picked up by Candace Lundy as Hope was able to get it back in the backcourt. Back to Roberson. Pass now inside. It's going to be knocked away again and picked up by Daler. She got bumped. No whistle and got it to Sarah Baker. Back on the Streaks now on the attack left to right. Ahead to Daler. Now top of the key, Boyer. Back door pass to Warner. Warner was bumped. The ball saved by Hope. And now it's going to be given to Lundy. Oh, looked like they could have called a foul there. Now a bounce pass into the front court to Blair. She'll take the 17-footer, no good. Rebound underneath is going to be put up, no, by Victoria King. And it looks like King is going to be grabbed in a foul against the Streaks. They'll call it on Whitney Daler.
Unexcusable right there, Jim. The Streaks had 3-on-2 down here at the defensive end, and they allowed Victoria King to grab that rebound and get it back up and ultimately draw the foul.
King will shoot two, the first on the way, in and out, no good. Whitney Daler's first foul, first team foul in the second half against the Silver Streaks. Galesburg starting with its original starting five in the second half. Second free throw on the way, this one's going to drop through, makes it 22 now to 20. The Streaks only up by two. Back on the attack, Bailey Boyer now for Galesburg on the dribble. Bounce pass to Daler, and we'll get a bump here and a foul against Candace Lundy, her second. That'll be the first team foul on Hope, and Galesburg will inbound the ball right here in front of us.
Well, they have to get in their offensive sets. The Eagles have come out very, very aggressive so far.
Bailey Boyer now takes the inbounds pass to Daler, holds the ball up over her head. Now cross-court pass to Bailey Boyer. Back to Warner, or to Baker. She tried to get it to Warner, but the ball was tipped away, and Galesburg picks it up again. They almost lost it, but got it back. Bailey Boyer now, top of the key. She'll come on the dribble. Back out to center court, right on the Redbird. Now to Baker. Baker now, right side to Daler. Back up to Bailey Boyer. Left side, Howard. Howard will take the three-pointer, high left wing, no. Rebound, Warner puts it up, no. The rebound's going to be tipped up and picked up by Roberson. Back on the attack comes Hope. Fast break to Blair. Blair stops on the left baseline, takes it out front now and gets the ball to Roberson. Latasha Roberson in the paint, the turnaround jumper, bingo, by Victoria King. King has five. 22 all with 6:29 to go, third quarter. Oh, this could be a nightmare. Now to Bailey Boyer, to Baker. Left side now to Howard. Bad pass is going to go out of bounds.
Well, the Streaks just have come out of the locker room just looking very shaky. We haven't seen them be able to put anything together offensively so far, as Jamie Johnson's going to come back into the game here for Sarah Baker. And I think this is one of those times where Coach has mentioned before where he's going to use the bench as kind of a wake-up for some of the girls, as Baker and Warner hit the bench, and we're going to see if they can wake things up here.
Chance for Hope to take their first lead of the game, and they do, as Candace Lundy drives the basket and puts it up and through. 24-22 Chicago Hope with 6:08 to go, third quarter. Now Daler gets it up top now to Bailey Boyer, to Howard. Pacheco's come in for Warner, and now bad pass, trying to go to the right side to Daler, and they throw it away again.
Passing angles, the Chicago Don Hope is being very aggressive right now, and the girls aren't looking for their passing angles right now. The Streaks just continue to make bad passes and ultimately are throwing the ball away here.
Boy, they threw it out on the left side. Now they throw it away on the right side. So back on the attack comes Chicago Hope now. This is Latasha Roberson. Gets it up top to Lundy. In the paint, the ball's tipped away. It's going to be picked up by Pacheco. Galesburg gets it on the turnover. Here's Maddie Boyer for Galesburg, left to right. Boyer now into the front court. She'll hold up. High left wing. Left side to Howard. Back up top now to Whitney Daler. Back now to Maddie Boyer with 5:35 to go, third quarter. The Streaks trailing by two. In the corner to Jamie Johnson. Johnson drives the baseline. Tried to get it out to Daler. It was intercepted by Candace Lundy. Back up. All the way down, Lundy will put it up and through. Oh, Galesburg needs a timeout. 8 points now for Lundy. 26-22.
Here it comes.
And now we'll get the timeout in the front court. A 30-second timeout called by Evan Massey. Boy, they've not come out today like a house of fire in the second
they
half.
They have not. They've come out anything but. So far, the girls, as I say, just look lost on the offensive end. Is Chicago John Hope is pressuring them a lot more, but they're the Eagles are still sitting back in that 2-3 zone. They have to take advantage of the same things we saw them take advantage in the first half. Just because the shots weren't falling doesn't mean that they're not going to eventually start falling. They have to hit the high post, and they have to look to that weak side block. It was very successful for the Streaks in the first half. It can be just as successful in this half. I'm sure Kristen Moore, coach for the Lady Eagles, made some adjustments at halftime, but I can't believe that the Streaks can't take advantage of the aggressiveness here. Get some fouls called on the Lady Eagles, as well as get some open backdoor cuts.
It'll be Galesburg's ball in the front court after the Streaks' 30-second timeout. Galesburg trailing 26-22. Warner is back in the game for the Streaks. Pops it top of the key now to Jessica Howard. Here's a backdoor pass, Mynika. She'll put it up and draws the foul. That's what you got to do. Draw that foul inside. Get him in foul trouble.
Well, I've never been a proponent of a one-man show, quote-unquote, on offense, but I think they need to work every possession inside to Pacheco and to Warner, because they just have great size advantage on these girls. And it's not like the Lady Eagles have a lot they can bring in off the bench. They have one person sitting on the bench. You draw some of these fouls, and at the very least, you collapse the defense and shoot it, throw it back out to the shooters like Jess Howard outside the three-point arc.
Warner makes them both. She has 11. Victoria King, the foul, her third of the game. That's the second team foul. Full court pressure by the Streaks. In the backcourt, almost thrown away, but they got it to Lundy. Lundy will bring it down quickly now. Shovels it underneath, and the shot up and through by Victoria King. She beat Daler to the basket. King now with 5 points in the third quarter, seven on the game, and it's 28-24 in favor of Hope. Here's Daler now with the three from the left wing. No good. The rebound underneath, controlled by Lundy. Lundy all over the court. Outlet pass, Latasha Roberson. Roberson back up top now to Blair. She'll put the shot up. Good. Zakiya Blair from the left side. A two-pointer, and it's 30-24. The six-point Hope lead. 4:26 to go, third quarter. The Streaks now back into the front court. This is Howard. Right side now to Maddie Boyer. In the paint, Warner. Warner now take the short jump shot. No good. The rebound, Pacheco couldn't hold on. It was picked up by Lundy. Back comes Hope on the fast break. Ahead now to Blair, but she traveled with the ball. Ooh, they run a nice break when they get it going.
Well, they do. And when the ball's in the hands of Candace Lundy, she just is so quick. I think she's quicker than just about any streak player on the floor. And it's setting them up not only for her to get layups, but also we saw a nice dish to Victoria King the last time she had it on the high fly.
Jamie Johnson has come into the game for the streaks. Mangieri back in. Maddie Boyer now has it on the right side. Now to Mangieri to Daler. Daler on the left wing. She holds it over her head. Back to Maddie. The ball was almost tipped away, and it's going to come and bounce right in front of us on the table. The Streaks will have it again. Galesburg has Whitney Daler, Katarina Mangieri, Jamie Johnson, Mynika Warner, and Maddie Boyer on the floor right now. Triggered in by Daler. Gets it into Mangieri with 3:53 to go. Third quarter, the Streaks trailing by six. High post now to Johnson. Shovels it off to Warner. Left baseline jumper, no good. The rebound controlled by Harrison of Hope. Fast break ahead now to Blair. She comes all the way down, puts it up. No. The rebound put right back up and through by Sahara Harrison. Harrison has seven. 32-24, Chicago Hope. Back comes now Mangieri. Bounce pass now to Jamie Johnson. Left side now to Daler. They can't let him get too far ahead. They won't be able to come back. Now to Mangieri, left side dribble to Daler. Right side now to Boyer. Boyer now gets it on the left wing to Daler. She takes the three partially blocked, but Johnson pulls it down. She'll put it up, air ball. The rebound pulled out of the air by Candace Lundy of Hope. Back on the attack comes Hope. Into the front court, Latasha Roberson. A bucket here would be huge, but we'll get a travel called on the three-point shot by Zakiya Blair. Galesburg's going to get it over the turnover. On the turnover, it'll Baker and Pacheco back in for the Streaks. Here comes Bailey Boyer and Jessica Howard back in for Galesburg.
Full wholesale changes here. Jim, the Streaks aren't going to be successful unless one of the guards steps up. Somebody has to drive and collapse the zone. The zone's sitting back and waiting for the girls to pick up the pass and then jump in the passing lanes.
Maddie Boyer on the baseline. Sarah Baker back out to Bailey Boyer with 2:54 to go third quarter. Streaks down by eight. Get it out now to Bailey Boyer. Tipped away, and they say it went off Maddie out of bounds, and it'll give it to Chicago Hope. The Streaks turn it over again.
Again, Jim, just telegraphing passes, and these Lady Eagles are quick enough. They're going to jump that passing lane, and they're going to take that ball right away.
Into the front court now, Candace Lundy. Lundy will drive all the way down, shovels it underneath, and wide open underneath was Victoria King, and King puts it up and through. She has 7 points in the third quarter, nine in the game. Now it's going to be stolen away again by Chicago Hope as Zakiya Blair steals it away, and now we're going to get a foul called against Bailey Boyer, her third in the second team foul. We're going to get a timeout called by the Streaks here with 2:33 to go in the third quarter of play. Going to be a 30-second timeout.
30-second timeout for John Hope. I was kind of surprised that Kristen Moore took that, but she's probably just trying to give her girls a little rest. Jim, we're just seeing the girls kind of fall back into some bad habits we haven't seen really in the last couple of games. And Bailey Boyer, especially, two straight times on the floor, she turned the ball over with just careless passes, telegraphing them the whole way until... For Bailey Boyer to be successful, and I think she does a good job of this at times, she needs to drive and hit the gaps and then dish off of that, kind of similar to the style that Candace Lundy takes when she's coming down the floor. Draw the defense and then kick it off.
Boy, Galesburg just looks like they're beaten already. It'll be triggered in now in the backcourt by Hope. They have the 10-point lead, 34-24, and now we'll get over and back called against the Golden Eagles. Good pressure at center court by Howard and Maddie Boyer, and so Galesburg will have it. Jessica Howard will run across the court and will trigger it in right here in front of us. So it's Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, and Maddie Boyer for the Streaks. They need a couple of hoops before this quarter ends. Maddie Boyer up top, right side Bailey Boyer. Here's a backdoor pass underneath to Pacheco. She puts it up no good, got her own rebound, shoveled it out left side, or rather that was Howard, and then Howard shoveled it out to Pacheco, and now Bailey Boyer has it up top. They'll reset the offense with 2:06 to go in the third quarter. Cross court to Maddie. Maddie now thought about the three. She'll dribble down to the right corner, get some pressure out to Bailey. Bailey now one dribble, gets it back up top now to Howard. Back to Maddie. Maddie will drive inside, put it up, and she'll get a foul. Fouling her will be Victoria King. Her fourth, the third team foul against Chicago Hope.
Again, wide open middle of the floor for the Streaks. They need to run a cutter. Finally, at the end of that position, Sarah Baker came to the high post on the strong side. But that's what needs to happen. You either need to run people through that middle of that zone, or you need to attack it off the dribble.
Maddie Boyer at the free throw line is long. She missed it. She's a 38% free throw shooter on the season. We'll get a substitution as Jacquees Cooper comes into the game, and Victoria King, who's playing with four fouls, goes out. One more for Maddie Boyer, the free throw on the way, and she hits this one. 34-25 now. Pressure in the backcourt by the Streaks. Roberson brings it up. She'll get it into the front court. Now in the high left wing, guarded by Maddie Boyer. Now she'll fire the three short. The rebound, Sarah Baker for Galesburg. Minute 42 to go, third quarter. The Streaks have a chance here. Bailey Boyer to Maddie. Now into Pacheco. Pacheco tries to dribble her way in, puts it up and good. Shelby Pacheco's first points of the game. Makes it 34-27. The Streaks creep back to within seven. Now back on the attack. Here comes John Hope and a great pass to Sahara Harrison. And Harrison puts it up and through. She has nine, and it's 36-27. Now Baker for the Streaks. Pull-up 10-foot jumper, no, it was long. The rebound underneath goes on the floor. Now the ball still fought for, still on the floor, and now we're going to get a whistle here and I think a jump ball.
Well, I didn't really get that because it looked like Sahara Harrison had possession of it when she went to the floor. It should have been a traveling call is what it should have been.
Now the officials are going to talk to the girls as they were rolling around the floor. It'll be Galesburg's ball in the alternating possession. We'll get some changes here. Galesburg's going to have Daylor back in the game. Maddie Boyer will trigger it in for the Streaks. Looking, comes into Mynika. Ball tipped away. Picked up underneath by Baker, who puts it up and through. Sarah Baker has seven. 36-29, the seven-point lead. With a minute to go, third quarter, Galesburg trailing by seven. Into the front court against the press. They throw it away. And it's going to go out of bounds until the Galesburg press works. And so the Streaks will have it back. Everything going their way here in these final couple minutes.
Well, they've got to keep the pressure on now. And they could really use a bucket right here. Down by seven with under a minute to go in the third quarter. You want to get this down to about five.
Bailey Boyer now holds up right wing. Up now to Whitney Daylor. Left side, Maddie Boyer with 41 seconds to go in the quarter to Sarah Baker. Now to Mynika. She'll put it up, air ball on the running jumper. Ball comes back to her, but I think it was saved inbounds, and it was going to be Hope's ball as it was off the Streaks. Full court pressure now by Galesburg. Zakiya Blair will throw it in for Hope. Gets it into Lundy. She's double-teamed, but dribbles out of danger. Now Candace Lundy all the way down court. She pops it off, but will get a travel on the baseline drive by Sahara Harrison.
Jim, she's impressive with that ball in her hand. She sped by everyone and broke the press by herself.
28 seconds to go in the third quarter. The Streaks will bring it back left to right. Bailey Boyer now on the left side. Gets it to Whitney Daylor. Now to Maddie Boyer. Back to Whitney. Now to Baker. Baker couldn't control it. It's just an easy pass, nobody near, and she just couldn't control it. And it goes out of bounds, and Galesburg turns it over.
Concentration, Jim, concentration. The girls just don't have it right now. And that last possession, Mynika Warner airballed a five-footer, just didn't take the concentration. She's got to understand, she's bigger than every girl out there, and she's got to be assertive with the ball.
Here's Lundy now, and we're going to get a trip here as Lundy goes down in the backcourt. And the foul is going to be called against Maddie Boyer of the Streaks, her second. That'll be the third team foul.
Well, let's see if the Streaks can get a turnover here and get the ball back and hopefully cut this down to five before the end of the quarter.
Galesburg trails by seven, 36-29, 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Candace Lundy now top of the key. Left side, Blair. Blair now on the dribble. Gets it to Roberson. Roberson, the bounce pass, down, got it down to Jacquees Cooper, and Cooper's going to be fouled by Warner.
Oh, wow. I don't know about that call. It looked like Mynika had all ball in that rejection.
I think she got over the body. That'll be the first on Mynika, the fourth team foul. And so going to the line is Jacquees Cooper, who will shoot two. She has 6 points in the game. This free throw is going to drop through off the back iron.
Well, good job by Blair right there. She was able to come up from the baseline and throw a little hook pass to get it down into Cooper.
Second free throw also good. 1.8 seconds to go. Comes into Bailey Boyer. She'll put the half-court shot up, no good. That's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Chicago John Hope 38 and Galesburg 29. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by Shelter Insurance agent Amy Howard.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team looks to upset state-ranked Sterling in the first round of the State Farm Holiday Classic tonight. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:10 on WGIL.
Hopes fall to start the third quarter. They lead it by 9. Galesburg's going to steal it, though. In the front court, Bailey Boyer brings it back for the Streaks. Now to Howard. She'll take the 3 from the corner. No good. The rebound comes out to Warner. Warner now covers up at the foul line. Spins around, gets it back out to Bailey Boyer. 38-29 in favor of Hope. Now to Daler. Daler now to Bailey Boyer. Boyer will set up the play. Warner pops out beyond the three-point line. Now to Pacheco. Left side Boyer into Warner. She'll put the left-handed layup up. No good. It's going to go off of Chicago Hope. Out of bounds. They'll give it to the Streaks.
It looks like the Streaks just got a gift right there, because that ball sure looked like it went off Shelby Pacheco, but they'll take it.
It'll be triggered in by Whitney Daler. Pass to Howard. She breaks free and puts the layup up and good. Jessica Howard has 7. 38-31 in favor of Hope. All the way down court now. Here's a bounce pass on the right side. They get the ball over to Cooper. Up, no good. Rebound underneath, put up, no good by Harrison, and now pulled off by Monika Warner of Galesburg. Back come the Streaks left to right. Oh, a big opportunity here. Here's Bailey Boyer out front for Galesburg with 7 minutes to go in the game, and the Streaks down by 7 to Howard. Left side Pacheco, back up top to Warner. Now they get the ball to Daler. Backdoor pass to Pacheco, and she'll put it up and through. Shelby Pacheco has 4. 38-33, they get it down to 5. Here comes Lundy. Nobody near. She drives all the way in. Puts it up, no good. The rebound put back up by King, no good. And now pulled down by Warner. Almost stolen away in the backcourt, but Boyer gets it back for the Streaks. Here comes Galesburg left to right, trailing by 5. Bailey Boyer now into the front court. She's guarded by Blair. Gets a pick outside from Warner. Now drives the right side. Looks like she almost walked with it. The ball was tipped away, and it's going to be stolen by Victoria King. Out to Lundy. Here's Candace Lundy for Hope. All the way down court. Throws it underneath, and up and through is Zahara Harrison. Harrison has 11. End-to-end action here. 40-33, the 7-point Hope lead. Back comes Daler now. Up top to Bailey Boyer, and we'll get a whistle. And Massey's going to call a timeout.
Good timeout.
Timeout on the floor with 6 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the game. It's Hope 40, Galesburg 33. This is Silver Streak girls basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hello, everyone. Ron Hicks, City Select Motors. Have to go real quick here. 200 vehicles priced to move. Biggest sale of the year right here at City Select Motors in Galesburg. I can't mention all the deals. I promise you this. Look for the banner. Look for the ad in the paper. Look for the direct mail piece. Save a lot of money. Got to go. Bye.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
I say what I say. Anybody can listen to what I say. You don't need a password. You don't need a super secret receiver frequency to hear this program. You turn on your radio.
Weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on WGIL.
Galesburg ball in the front court after the Evan Massey full timeout. Galesburg trails by 7, 40-33, 6 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in the basketball game. Galesburg has Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Cat Mancherry, Whitney Daler, and Monika Warner on the floor. Mancherry now will work up front. Bailey Boyer went out. Bounce pass to Howard left side in the corner. Pacheco. Pacheco drives the baseline. She's triple teamed. Gets it out to Mancherry. Now they get it out to Daler. Backdoor pass. Pacheco. And Shelby will put it up and through. 2 fourth quarter baskets for Pacheco. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Stolen by Pacheco. She gets it to Mancherry. And Mancherry puts it up, and it's going to be fouled on the play.
Good job by Shelby Pacheco right there. Again, that wide-open weak side block. I found it interesting. Kristen Moore, coach for the Eagles, came out with a man-to-man at the beginning of the quarter, but it looks like she scrapped that in a hurry after the Streaks were able to get a couple buckets off of it. And she's going back to this 2-3 zone.
Mangieri puts it off the glass and threw a 73% free throw shooter. All these free throws huge now. 4-point lead for Chicago Hope. Second on the way, and this one's a swish. 40-37, the Streaks storm back. And now we're going to have a technical, I believe, called here. As the ball was knocked away on the inbounds pass.
I don't like that call whatsoever. I don't think that Shelby understood what was going on. It looked like Lundy was standing out of bounds and was waiting for Blair to come take the ball from her. And I think Shelby thought there was going to be a handoff.
Massey's giving Rick Frederick a lesson in what should have been done
there.
Now Zakiya Blair will shoot the two free throws for the technical foul. That's a key call in this game. Free throw on the way, and she missed it.
I just cannot believe that call was made right there. I don't think it was malicious by Shelby at all. I think Shelby thought that there was going to be a handoff to Blair in bounds.
Second free throw by Blair is good. She has 5 points in the game. Hope will get the ball now here at center court right in front of us. It's 41-37, a 4-point lead for the Lady Eagles. It'll be triggered inbounds by Zakiya Blair. She gets it into Lundy, back to Blair. Blair now on the left side, dribbles down, bounce pass back out now to Lundy. Candace Lundy double-teamed right here in front of us, and we'll get a whistle here, and a timeout's going to be called by head coach Kristen Moore. Timeout on the floor with 5:29 to go in the game, and our score, it's Hope 41, Galesburg 37. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Craddy Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guarantee level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, today.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Well, we got it back to within three. It's four now, so...
Well, that was an unfortunate call against Shelby Pacheco, that technical. I still don't agree with the Jim. I thought, if anything, if you honestly thought it was even malicious, you should have given a warning right there. But unfortunately for the Streaks, that wasn't the case. They're going to have to keep the defensive intensity up, though.
Zakiya Blair will toss it in for the Hope Lady Eagles. Gets it into Candace Lundy, who calls out the play. Lundy now throws it away as she was trying to get it to Sahara Harrison. So they get away with 1 point on the technical and the impending possession. And so now Galesburg will have it back with 5:20 to go in the game, trailing by four, 41-37. Warner beyond the three-point line. Now it's almost thrown away, and we'll get a whistle. And what are they going to say here? Hit the sideline?
No, I think when Mangieri caught it, she was tiptoeing the sideline, got a little too much of it.
So it'll, on the turnover, it's going to be the Lady Eagles ball. Here comes Chicago John Hope in the front court. Pass to Lundy. Candace Lundy on the right side. Pops it out top of the key and gets it back to King, but she traveled with it. King was trying to drift towards the foul line on the dribble, but walks, and so Galesburg will get it back. So many mistakes they make, and the Streaks unable to take advantage.
You're exactly right. If they had been taking advantage of all these mistakes, they'd be up in this game.
Guess not a Daler top of the key. Ball partially tipped, but Pacheco picks it up on the high post. Not a Howard. She'll drive the baseline. Gives the alley-oop pass to Warner. Pops out to Mangieri. She shovels it off now to Howard, and we'll get a whistle here.
Well, good job by Jessica Howard pulling down and coming at the basket. Unfortunately, she was got it tipped a little bit by Jaquise Cooper from behind.
They'll call Blair for the second. Her second, the fifth team foul against Hope. Galesburg will have the ball. It'll be triggered in now. Comes right in underneath and is tipped away again as they got it to Sarah Baker coming into the basket. But the ball tipped off a Hope player. Now they're getting ready to throw it in. Daler now. Bounce pass in the right underneath to Baker. And we'll get a push here. And a foul is going to be called. Massey wants that inside play, I think, Eric.
I guess so, because Jessica Howard, your best three-point shooter, is wide open in one of her favorite spots on the floor out in the corner. They're not even looking at her. They're conceding the three, and they're looking to shut down any inside play.
Sarah Baker is going to go to the free throw line here. And she will shoot two, and she missed the free throw. She's a 53% free throw shooter on the year. She has 7 points in the game. The foul was against Victoria King, her fourth. The second one also missed, and the rebound controlled by Candace Lundy. Back comes Lundy. Here's the shot left side, and it's going to be a three-pointer by Zakiya Blair, and it's good. Blair now with 8 points, 44-37 Hope. Back comes Maddie Boyer, now to Whitney Daler, into Warner, now to Baker, left side Howard. She'll take the three, no! The rebound, and we're going to get on the back. Called against Candace Lundy as she was on Baker's back, her third, and that'll be the 17th foul.
That would have been a big shot if Jess Howard could have hit it. Now, the girls need to get points off this possession. You're back down by seven.
Should be 1-1, shouldn't it?
And
oh, yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
little help from my partner, and they get it right. They're going, sending Sarah to the free throw line again, and she was 0 for 2 on her last trip. Let's see if she can reverse fortune.
So Baker now is going to shoot the one in bonus, 0 for 2 today from the line, and she missed this one. Boy, she's thrown up three bricks. But we're going to get a violation on the inbound as Jaquise Cooper. Boy, everything that could go right is going right.
Yeah, and the Streaks just cannot seem to capitalize.
So Baker will shoot the first of the one in bonus again, and she missed it again. The rebound comes back to her, though. Here's the alley-oop to Warner on the baseline. She couldn't control. It goes off her thigh out of bounds. And it'll go over to Chicago Hope with 4:18 to go in the game. Wow. Blair now, bounce pass in the backcourt. Oh, man.
Just unbelievable. The Streaks just seem like they've gone to the point where they're just inept on the offensive end. They making bad passes, not finishing plays, not hitting free throws. Just not a very solid game so far for the Streaks.
Galesburg has the ball rolled all the way up the entrance ramp. And so Galesburg has Sarah Baker, Whitney Daler, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Mynika Warner in there. It was kicked around. You heard the whistle. And so it'll be triggered in again in the backcourt. Comes into Lundy. Lundy gets a bounce pass now to Zakiya Blair. Back to Lundy. Now over the timeline, we'll get a travel here against Jaquise Cooper. Every time Cooper touches the ball, she walks with it.
Well, and another big break for the Streaks is that they had a 3-1 against Mynika Warner right there. For some reason, it's been a few times on the press, the Streaks, all four backcourt or frontcourt players all run to the ball, and then they have a wide-open 3-on-1 break against Mynika every time.
Pacheco in, Baker out for Galesburg. The Streaks down by seven. They need a hoop here. Left side Howard thought about the three. Now on the dribble, the ball's going to be tipped away and stolen and picked up by Lundy. Galesburg turns it over again. Candace Lundy now dribbling into the front court. Gets a ball on the left side now to Blair. There's a pass inside as they got it down to Cooper. She couldn't control. It was intercepted by Warner. Here come the Streaks again. Right side now to Daler. Daler back up to Maddie Boyer. She fakes the three. Now Daler will take the three. No good. The rebound underneath controlled by Victoria King. One and out. No offensive rebound. Nobody on the strong side that time. Back into the front court now comes Lundy. Lundy now with the easy dribble. They're going to run a little time with the lead. Now it comes on the high post to King. King back out to Lundy. Lundy will take the three-point shot. No good. The rebound by Nico Warner for Galesburg. Outlet pass to Pacheco. 3:16 to go in the game. The Streaks down by seven. Here's Maddie Boyer into the front court. Now they get it to Daler, to Howard. Bounce pass into Pacheco. She'll put it up, but a foul is going to be called against Victoria King. I think that's five for her.
Well, that would be a help, as that would take the bench down to five players right now. Yep, that is five. You're correct. And now the Lady Eagles are down to five players. The Streaks need to keep pounding inside, get fouls, get to the free throw line, but they've got to convert the free throws as well.
Shelby Pacheco will go to the free throw line and shoot two here. Galesburg trailing by seven. Pacheco's free throw is going to be good. She has seven in the game. Makes it 44-38. One more for Shelby. Here it is, perfect form, and she hits it. 44-39, the five-point lead for Chicago Hope. The consolation or championship bracket on the line here. Now thrown away, and Daler gets it, but it's going to go off of Daler. She couldn't control on the full-court pressure. So it'll be triggered in again now by Zakiya Blair. Blair looking, directing them. Blair now will come in the backcourt, gets it into Harrison, now tipped away, ball fought for, picked up by Harrison, now she gets a bounce pass to Roberson. Roberson ahead to Blair, now they'll get it underneath and it's going to be blocked by Warner, back out now to Roberson, back up top, now they get the ball to Blair, right side now to Candace Lundy, and Lundy's going to bring it out and they'll slow it down with 2:44 to go in the game. Lundy now drives inside, all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. The rebound tipped up by Pacheco. Now it's going to go out of bounds. They say it goes off. Chicago Hope and Galesburg will have it.
It looked like Candace Lundy took a few too many steps right there. She got a couple jumps in and no call on the travel.
Back comes Galesburg now into the front court. Maddie Boyer, right side Warner. Now Shawarner throws it away, but it's going to be tipped around and now picked up by Lundy. Hope still has it. Daler had a chance to pick it up, couldn't get it. Now back up top to Latasha Roberson. Roberson right side, and we'll get a timeout called here.
Jim, does the Streaks just not getting the ball, not getting the ball on the loose balls.
Full timeout with 2:19 to go in the game. It's Hope 44, Galesburg 39. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team looks to upset state-ranked Sterling in the first round of the State Farm Holiday Classic tonight. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:10 on WGIL.
We're back. Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg fans behind us exhorting the Streaks. Galesburg's going to have Jessica Hauer, Mynika Warner, Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, and Whitney Daler on the court. The Streaks trailing by 5, 44-39, 2 minutes, 19 seconds. To go, it'll be Hope's ball after the full timeout, and they'll run the clock, I think, here. Lundy has it at center court. Now it's going to be intercepted by Pacheco as they throw a bad pass, but Pacheco turns it right back over to Candace Lundy. On the right side, now to Harrison. Stolen back by Howard. Here comes Galesburg left to right. Howard into the front court with 2 minutes to go in the game. Now to Daler. They get it out to Maddie Boyer. 44-39, Streaks trail by 5. To Warner, now to Howard. Left side, Maddie Boyer. Alley-oop to Mynika. Mynika put it up, no, but she's going to be fouled. And the foul's going to go against Jacquees Cooper. That'll be her fourth and the 19th foul.
Jim, it looked like it took a while there for the Streaks to get in their offense. You'd like to see them attack a little bit quicker, especially with the 5-point deficit, but definitely going to need free throws here. Mynika's going to need to bend her legs as she's starting to look a little fatigued.
Warner's first free throw is perfect. She's a 6-for-7 from the free throw line in the game. 12 points in the game, a 72% free throw shooter coming in. She'll have one more here. It's on the way, and it's perfect. Warner with 13, 44-41 now. The Streaks trail by 3. Into the backcourt, Jacquees Cooper. Now it's going to be lost. Lost as Warner came up and forced a turnover on Roberson, and the Streaks with a chance to tie.
I'd still like to see, even though there's a 3-point deficit, I'd like to see the Streaks work the ball inside again. They're drawing some fouls, and they've got a bunch of Eagles already in foul trouble.
Howard now gets it to Daler. Cross court to Howard. Howard's going to take the 3-pointer air ball. Pulled out of the air by Lundy, and we're going to whistle in a foul on Warner.
I don't understand why the Streaks didn't go inside with that ball right there. I mean, I know you'd like the big emotional boost by hitting that 3-pointer, but at the same time, you're drawing fouls. They're running out of players here to play.
That's a 6-team foul on the Silver Streaks. Full court pressure now. They get it in the backcourt to Cooper. Cooper triple team. Now they triple team the ball, and we'll get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called here against Galesburg. And you can hear the groans coming from the Galesburg fans behind us.
Well, the unfortunate part is that the Streaks had triple team right there. I don't think that would have worked well if they would have broke that press. But
they didn't.
They didn't. And Pacheco, on the other hand, seemed to have a clean grab of the ball. I can't believe that got called.
So Blair, Zakiya Blair, will have the one and bonus here for Chicago Hope with a minute 29 to go and a 3-point lead for the Golden Eagles. Free throw on the way, and she missed it. The rebound, Mynika Warner for Galesburg. Oh, Galesburg with so many chances in this game. Now back comes Maddie Boyer, the Streaks again, with a chance to tie. Mynika Warner pops out beyond the 3-point line. Now to Howard. Left side, now to Boyer. Back up to Howard. Howard now, one dribble. They kind of gave her the 3-pointer. She didn't take it. Back out to Jessica Howard. She almost lost it, but picks it up. Hands it off to Maddie Boyer with a minute 6 to go. Now Howard will take the 3, but she walked with it.
I appreciate Howard's range, but she is 5 to 6 feet at times behind that high school 3-point line.
Megan Young, Bailey Boyer going to come in from the Streaks. Jessica Howard, Maddie Boyer will go out. So it'll be Megan Young, Bailey Boyer, Mynika Warner, Shelby Pacheco, and Whitney Daler for Galesburg. Hope's ball in the backcourt. Here's the pass going to be tipped away and stolen by Warner. Warner now got it to Megan Young, back to Warner. Back out now to Daler to Bailey Boyer. 57 seconds to go in the game. Inside now to Pacheco. She'll put it up. No. The tip up, no, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here against Chicago Hope or against Galesburg.
I thought they originally called it against Mynika, but maybe not. Maybe it is a foul.
It is against Hope.
And that's five, and she doesn't have any more players left. Who's this going to be against?
23 Lundy is going to be called against Lundy. Her fifth foul, 10th team foul. They're going to have to play with four players, right?
They are. They don't have anybody else left, and that's a huge break for the Streaks because not only are they playing without four, but they lose their best player in Candace Lundy.
We thought Canton was a wild game the other night. This one may even be crazier. This is right out of Hoosiers.
Well, they're recalculating now, it looks like, to make sure that it is indeed her fifth.
So. I had her for only three. I had her, that was her fourth foul. But I missed one somewhere along the line. So let's see what happens.
Nope, that's five. And
that's, that's a 10th team foul.
That's what they were adding.
So they're going to shoot two. Yeah, that was the 10th team foul. So Megan Young was the one foul. She's going to shoot two here. 93% free throw shooter on the air, and she missed it. Oh, it was long. 51.7 seconds to go. The Streaks down by three. One more for the 5'5 sophomore, Megan Young. Young now eyes it. Free throw on the way, and she hits it.
Well, right now, this is a good timeout. I believe Coach Massey called this one, and if he did, it's a great idea because right now you have a 5-on-4 advantage. You could really set up quite the press break.
So
right
tell
here.
Me, let's keep it here. Tell us what do you think he'll try to do here with the 5-on-4?
I would imagine he's going to be looking to double team Blair right off the get go because she's been the one that's been handling the ball outside of Lundy, and with Lundy out of the game, you could focus right in with Zakiya Blair and keep the ball out of her hands, and then you could pretty much go man-to-man on everybody else. But I'm guessing he's going to go back to that trapping defense with one person deep, but you don't necessarily need to throw somebody too deep because they're going to need to use the three players they have left, not counting the inbounds person, to get that ball inbounds.
Well, I have Cooper with four fouls too, I believe.
Yeah, they could be in. That's
they
why,
could be down to three.
Well, and that's why I was kind of surprised that earlier at about the 2-minute mark, they didn't start pounding it inside every time because.
And they worked. They were trying for the threes.
They were. And I think it, at this point, anyway, it looks like it's come out the backfire. And they're going to come out with Mynika playing the center field spot right here. She's deep on the press.
Hope has only four players. They started the game with six. Two have fouled out, so they have four players on the floor. The Streaks have Megan Young and Bailey Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, Whitney Daler, and Mynika Warner. Here's the inbounds pass now. Looking, and now the pass is going to be come right in front of us, picked up by Latasha Roberson. Roberson all the way down court into the front court. Now that she gets a bounce pass up top, now to Blair. Zakiya Blair with 42 seconds to go. Almost bounced away, but she still holds it. Now on the left side to Harrison. Back up top now. They get the ball to Roberson. They got to foul somebody. And now we will get the foul as Warner comes out front, and she'll foul Roberson. She'll foul Blair.
Well, somebody had to be the free man right there, whoever was not going to be assigned to somebody. And they had to go for that backdoor strip on somebody. And unfortunately, the Streaks just could not close traps there and ultimately ended up having to foul.
Whitney Daler, Jessica Howard come back in. Bailey Boyer, Megan Young out. At the free throw line, Zakiya Blair, she'll shoot the 1-1 here. Free throw on the way, and she missed it. The rebound, Mynika Warner of Galesburg. Gets it to Bailey Boyer. Streaks down by two with a chance to tie. 28 seconds to go in the game. Maddie Boyer now left side to Jessica Howard. Gets the ball now to Boyer. Now to Warner. Warner looking back to 15 seconds to go in the game. Here's a back door to Warner. She'll put it up. Good! Mynika Warner ties it. 12 seconds to go. Back on the attack now comes Hope. Here's Blair. Gets it ahead to Roberson. The backdoor pass underneath. Put up, no good. The rebound fought for. Put up again, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called against Maddie Boyer. And they're going to go to the line with 4.4 seconds to go in the game.
This is the game right here. If they hit one, it's going to be close to impossible for the Streaks to.
She's going to get two, I think. She will. Zakiya Blair will shoot two. She's 1 for 6 on the day.
And I said earlier, you let them hang around and they could beat you with a fluke play at the end.
So Zakiya Blair, the 5'4 junior, will take the free throw and she missed it. Oh, it was only the 1-1. The rebound.
No, no, you're right. You're
no,
right.
It was two.
Jim, if you're Coach Massey right now and you have any timeouts left, are you going to burn one?
I would burn one, wouldn't you?
I think
with
so.
With the heat on her riser. So she'll get the one more. Here's Blair with a chance to put him in front with .4 to go in the game. It's on the way. She missed it. The rebound, Pacheco. And that's the end of regulation with the score, Galesburg 44 and Chicago Hope 44. We'll be back with the overtime. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Button is back. And this year you can win cash just by wearing the WGIL $3,000 button. Pick up your button today at one of these participating sponsors.
Liberty Tax Service on North Henderson in Galesburg. Stonehays Center for Independent Living on North Prairie Street in Galesburg. And the Cellar Pizzeria and Pub on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
For details, visit WGIL.com. The button is back. Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
This is our second overtime game of the year, right?
Yeah, I believe so, and we're 0-1.
Yes.
Well, Jim, as Aaron just stated, let's see if the Streaks can pull this one out. They'll be in the power play for the whole overtime period.
Yeah, The Golden Eagles have 6 players and 2 of them have fouled out. So, again, it's going to be 5 against 4. So you would guess that the Silver Streaks with a decided edge here in the OT.
You would hope with the 5-4 advantage. But this game has not kind of gone along normal courses here as we've gotten to this point.
Well, we've had 2 wacky games in a row, haven't we? This one's even wackier on Monday night.
And realistically, the Streaks could get into the super power play, if you will, with a 5-3 advantage.
Yes, it could happen, as they have one girl that has 4 fouls, and that's Jacquise Cooper. At center court, Mynika Warner of Galesburg will jump against Jacquise Cooper of Hope. The Streaks will be going from left to right, and Hope will be going from right to left. Here's the tip now, and it's going to be controlled by Warner to Howard. Howard now has the ball left side, gets it to Maddie Boyer. The Streaks have Jessica Howard, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, Mynika Warner, and Whitney Daler. Left side now to Jessica Howard. We're in overtime, tied at 44. Backdoor pass underneath to Howard. She was pushed. No whistle. How can you not call that?
Oh, my gosh.
Right in the small of the back they got her, and no whistle. That's horrible.
Jeez.
It'll be triggered in now by Daler. Comes in to Warner. Warner puts the left-handed layup up. No good. The rebound's going to be controlled by Harrison of Chicago Hope. Gets it out to Blair. Blair into the front court. It's 4-on-5 with Hope. Only 4 players. High post now to Cooper. On the right side now to Roberson. Latasha Roberson. Bounce pass on the right wing to Harrison. Back now she gets it to Cooper. Cooper now. On the dribble, she'll drive the paint, puts a shot up, no good. The rebound, though, is controlled by Roberson. Roberson gets the ball back up top, now to Blair. Now to Roberson. Roberson comes top of the key. She'll drive all the way around the paint, partially blocked by Warner. Ball goes on the floor, and we'll get a whistle, and a foul's going to be called here, I think, against Chicago Hope.
Jim, explain to me how you have a 5-on-4 advantage and you're giving up offensive rebounds. Somebody should have been able to get to that ball. That's
Cooper. I think that's her 5th. No,
I think they got that one on Sahara Harrison.
Okay, that's her 2nd. That's the 11th team foul, and so Jessica Howard will go to the line and shoot 2. She has not shot a free throw today, and this one's perfect. Galesburg's best free throw shooter, 85% on the year. She has 8 points in the ball game. She'll have 1 more free throw. Galesburg with its first lead since early in the game, as they lead it now 45-44. Howard makes the 2nd. 46-44 Silver Streaks with 3:05 to go in the game. Back comes Zakiya Blair now. Blair on the dribble up top. Shovels it off on the left side to Cooper, who dribbles top of the key. Right side now to Harrison. Harrison back up top now to Cooper. Cooper on the dribble right side against Pacheco. Hands the ball to Harrison. Again, it's 4-on-5. Now the ball on the floor as Pacheco trying to tie up Harrison, but Harrison able to get it up top to Blair. Now on the left side, Roberson. Roberson will drive the foul line. Dick kicks it off on the right side to Harrison. Now the three-pointer, Blair, no good. The rebound controlled by Pacheco of Galesburg. Outlet pass to Boyer. Here comes Galesburg left to right. Ahead now to Daler. High post now to Warner. Here's a pass to Howard. She'll drive inside. Her shot's rejected underneath by Cooper. Ball's going to roll out of bounds. They say it went off Daler. It'll be Hope's ball.
Jim, I think if I were the Streaks, I'd be taking it right inside at Cooper right now. Get her out of the game. I'd give it to Mynika and tell Mynika just to work the inside because Cooper's got to do one of two things against Mynika, either foul her or she's going to be just giving her the open inside shot.
Hope with a chance to take the lead. Galesburg hands one on Blair. Left side getting away on the left side is Cooper. She drives inside, but she's going to be bumped. And a foul, I think, is going to be on Pacheco. Oh, they're going to get Warner. That'll be Warner's fourth.
Oh.
That's the ninth team foul. It'll send Jaquees Cooper to the free throw line. That'll be the 10th team foul on Galesburg, and she'll shoot two. So Jaquees Cooper misses the first. Both teams now with 10 team fouls, so the super bonus in effect for both teams. 46-44 Galesburg. Second free throw also missed. Rebound Shelby Pacheco. It has not been a very pretty game free throw wise.
No.
Pacheco now to Maddie Boyer. Boyer now to Warner out beyond the 3-point line. Now to Howard. Left side Maddie Boyer. Backdoor pass to Mynika. She'll put it up and through. Warner has 17. 48-44 Galesburg. Minute 50 to go in the game. Back comes Blair now. She'll take the three-pointer, no. The rebound, Mynika Warner for the Streaks. Now to Maddie Boyer. Galesburg can run some clock here with a minute 39 to go in the game, leading it by four, 48-44. Maddie Boyer at center court is just going to hold the dribble and wait for the pressure to come. Now she gives the ball to Daler in front of us. Whitney Daler with the ball over her head. Back now to Boyer to Howard. The three of them right along the center court line in front of us. Now Daler with a minute 17 to go, and we'll get a whistle and a foul is going to be called here against the Kia Blair.
Well, and Robertson wasn't too happy. She was able to pick that pass off finally after Streaks had been able to whittle away some of this clock. But I think that's exactly what you got to do right now. You're playing with a 5-on-4 advantage. Make them come out of their 2-2 zone and come get you.
Daler misses the first. She's a 40% free throw shooter on the year. She was steady last year, but she struggled after coming back after missing those first 10 games of the year. One more free throw for the 5'6 senior, the only senior on Galesburg's lineup, and she missed them both. The rebound, Pacheco's going to bat it out of bounds. It'll be Hope's ball. Boy, Hope not dead yet, trailing by four with a minute 14 to go. If you just joined us, we were tied at 44 at the end of regulation. Hope is playing with four players as they have two players that have fouled out a six-man squad. Into the front court now comes Roberson. Roberson, a bounce pass on the right side to Cooper. Cooper now gets it on the baseline. It was tipped away as Harrison was unable to control the pass, and Howard picked it up for the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg left to right. Here's Maddie Boyer crossing center court now for Galesburg. She's bumped by Roberson. No whistle. Now Howard. Howard with a dribble. She'll come to the high left wing. Now to Daler. Back on the right side. Now to Boyer. Maddie Boyer. Gives the ball back out to Daler with 38 seconds to go in the overtime period. Now Maddie Boyer and Galesburg is just going to sit on it and hold the ball and wait for the pressure outside. Four players for Chicago Hope. Now to Maddie Boyer. Pacheco with a big smile on her face. She was open underneath, but they didn't throw it to her. The rule is keep it outside. Now it was almost tipped away, but picked up by Maddie Boyer with 18 seconds to go in the game. To Howard. Now to Pacheco on the baseline. Back out to Howard. Now they get it to Daler. 11 seconds to go in the overtime. Now right side, Mynika Warner. Back up top now to Maddie Boyer. 5 seconds to go in the game. Now they get the ball to Daler. Daler now, back to Maddie Boyer, and that's going to be it. The Streaks are going to win it. The final score, Galesburg 48 and Chicago Hope 44. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball at WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Yum Chevrolet is giving you one last shot at the year's biggest price cuts through December 31st. Save $5,000 on the all-new 2009 Chevrolet Traverse. Save $14,500 on a new 2008 Chevy Crew Cab Diesel Truck. Buy a new Chevrolet Silverado Extended Cab for $15,960. Save $10,000. Buy a new 2009 Pontiac G6 for just $15,983. That's $5,000 in savings. Don't forget, save $5,000 on the 2009 Chevrolet Traverse. Save $14,500 on a new 2008 Chevy Crew Cab Diesel Truck. New Silverado Extended Cab, $15,960. A new 2009 Pontiac G6, just $15,983. More than 400 vehicles are available through December 31st. We're giving you one last shot at red tag discounts at Yem Chevrolet on North Henderson Street and online at yemautos.com.
Stock numbers 90039, 80449, 80930, and 90171. Prices plus tax, title, license with approved credit.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Sid Carlson at AG Edwards, a division of Wachovia Securities LLC, fully invested in their clients. A dense fog advisory continues till 4 a.m. Saturday. A flood warning is in effect for the Spoon River at London Mills from Saturday morning until Tuesday. A flash flood watch is otherwise in effect from midnight tonight through tomorrow afternoon. Heavy showers and thunderstorms possible with rising temperatures overnight. Occasional showers and storms tomorrow, an early high of 55, but falling temperatures in the afternoon. It's 45 at WGIL.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the postgame show featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson with you on WGIL Galesburg. Well, it wasn't pretty, but boy, oh boy, it's a win, and a win is a win is a win. Galesburg wins it in overtime, 48-44. Over John Hope High School of Chicago. Our final stats for the game brought to you by Hungry Hobo. North Henderson and Galesburg, you've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. I know we have. Let's run down the scoring. For Chicago Hope, Sahara Harrison had 11 points, 9 points for Victoria King, 8 for Jaquise Cooper, 8 for Zakia Blair, 6 in the game for Candice Lundy. They fouled out 2 of their players and had to play for 4 for the last couple minutes of the fourth quarter and all of the overtime. For the Streaks, 17 for Mineka Warner, 8 for Shelby Pacheco. Warner got a basket in the overtime. Jessica Howard with 2 free throws in the overtime for Galesburg's 4 overtime points. Howard had 7 points. Sarah Baker was 7 points. 3 points for Whitney Daler. 2 points for Cat Mangieri. 1 point in the game for Megan Young and 1 point for Maddie Boyer. It was 13-6 in favor of Galesburg at the end of the first quarter. They were outscored 13-9 in the second quarter and trailed 22-19 at the half. They were outscored 19-7 in the third quarter, and they trailed 38-29. But then they outscored Hope 15-6 in the fourth quarter to tie it up at 44 and to go into overtime. And then they outscored Hope 4-0 in the overtime to win it by the score of 48-44. We're joined by Coach Evan Massey, and our interview with Coach Massey brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Well, you played two wacky games in a row. A little 5-on-4. It was like the Winter Classic up in Chicago next week.
I honestly think if we could have got them down to three, I think we could have really been.
You almost did. One of those girls had four fouls.
Oh, yeah, I thought so. You know, I thought I've never seen that before. You know, except Hoosiers.
I said Hoosiers.
But that the girls really did a good job, because, you know, you think, well, you only got four out there. That's an advantage. But sometimes, you know, people get screwed up, and you don't. Who are you going to guard? They really did a good job. What we did is had the kids up front match up when we were behind, match up man, and trap everything, and Mika was a safety back with stuff. And really, you know, that thing at the end of games when you get that switch from coming back, you got the lead, is, you know, it's out of time out there to change and say, we're just man, don't worry about it and stuff, because we really did get burned and should have lost it there at the end. But I thought they did a good job adapting with that. And then they also, I thought they did a good job on offense. They understood to run things to just get layups, and they did against the zone.
Coach, do you think the bigger gym had an effect on the girls? It seemed like Bailey Boyer especially seemed to get gassed there in the fourth quarter. Shooting for the game, not very good, 15 out of 50 for the game. And we were talking at halftime that maybe you guys would come out and shoot a little bit better. Actually, you went from 8 for 24 in the first half to 7 for 26 in the second half.
Yeah, and if you know, you look up, I think the rims are, you know, this is excuses, but I think the rims are a little tighter. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, like when we played at State here, that very seldom do teams really shoot well here on the perimeter. That it is a different situation. That it's kind of like if you go in your driveway outside and you've got a pole basket and there's no, you know, if it's not on the garage, you swear it looks like it's 12 feet high and stuff. So visually, I think it's a little bit different deal. But I thought our girls, because, I mean, it wasn't just our guards. It was in the post, you know, with things. And I don't think we went on to the next play well after we got frustrated. I think we had trouble shaking the misses off, I thought.
Well, as you would say, Mynika even had problems. She was 5 for 18, and a lot of her shots obviously come from 2 to 6 feet out. But it did seem, and we talked about this during the broadcast, that there were a lot of opportunities in there for you to capitalize. The girls just weren't able to capitalize on those.
Yeah, and, you know, because it was funny, because we got, I think twice against man-to-man stuff, we got her right at the basket, and she missed the layup where she's kind of fading out and stuff. But, you know, some of it, too, credit to Hope, of they weren't a very good ball club, but they're very quick.
They're quick. With their full court drive, that was amazing.
Well, I don't. You guys had kind of the reverse angle at this end that we'd had from the bench. A number of times where on rebounds, where you'd look and you'd think, you know, we're going to get an offensive board, yeah, and all of a sudden somebody'd come jumping out of the, you know, that they'd be up, you know, 9 feet and grabbing the rebound.
Thank you for keeping us out of the back gyms.
Well, I think we're the same gym, but not as early morning.
No, we're not in the back one, though, are we?
No, we're. No, I think
we're
we go.
Big, we're the big one.
We go normal community tomorrow.
Right,
I
we're
think.
The
yeah.
Big one.
That what would if we'd lost, we'd be early shift. Now we're the later shift.
Right.
It, so.
We're the 4 o'clock game.
Yeah.
4:30 game.
You know, and what's funny is of a game like this, you look and you think, well, man, they're making progress. They're looking better, and really, if we had continued, you know, making progress, this should have been a game we win by 14, 15 or 20. But the key is at least we won it.
And it looked at the beginning like you were going to do that.
Yeah.
When you went up at the end of the first quarter, 13-6, and I think it was 15-8 or something, and it looked like, man, you're gonna get a couple breaks here and go out, but it just never happened.
Yeah, so.
And that'll come, I hope.
Yeah, it will. And, you know, you look, I mean, really, on, you know, on our side, you know, probably Morton's a team, the next one. And, you know, you don't, you know, Morton's had, is, you know, a third seed and we're the sixth seed. But you look, you know, Morton, and when they played up at Knox, you know, I mean, they're not an overpowering team. They, with Bisping, you know, she'll score, you know, 45 and they'll have 55. But, you know, we got to, you know, play the game and see what happens.
Coach, thanks so much.
Yep, thank you. Coach.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. As you probably deduced, the news here is good, as Galesburg has defeated the John Hope Lady Eagles by the score of 48-44 in overtime.
Well, not a pretty game, but as Coach said, and as you said, a win's a win. You've got to take the wins when you can get them. Coach was right on the head. It looked like right there at the end, it was definitely a game that they were realistically could have lost. And you will look back the next day and said, how do we lose this game? But they pull off the W. They move on to the winner's bracket. And you just got to look for the team to improve off this and hopefully learn from this.
Well, the Silver Streaks now will play at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon at Normal Community High School. And we'll have that game for you here on WGIL, beginning with the pregame show at 4:10 tomorrow. They'll play the winner of the game that is coming up here next between number 3 seed Morton and Normal Community. Galesburg, of course, last year beat Morton at the John Thiel Gym. They're scheduled to play them again in January, and Brooke Bisping, who is the star, the all-stater for Morton, is going to go on and play at your old alma mater, Bradley University. And so she'll will have a chance here in a few minutes to watch her in this game coming up against Normal Community.
Well, and that'll be a tough test. And as Coach stated, they have a dominating player there with Bisping, but it's a team game. And if they come out and they limit the rest of the team and they let her get her point, it's not unrealistic for the Streaks to move on yet another round in this thing and get closer towards the championship. But it's going to take a much different effort than what we saw in this game.
We watched Morton, as Coach Massey said, at Knox, and they're not an overpowered team like you would have to say maybe Moline is. So Galesburg matches up pretty well with them. And, of course, 2 years ago, the Streaks during the regular season lost to Morton in the sectional final at Galesburg after they had tied it up on a Taylor Young three-pointer to send the game into overtime in one of the greatest games ever played at John Thiel Gym. So Galesburg and Morton have a huge history, but first, Morton has to get by Normal Community. Why don't we take one more break, and then we'll come back and wind it up here. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval?
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars, in seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hello, everyone. Ron Hicks, City Select Motors. Biggest deal of the year, year-end surplus sell-off. Look for the direct mail piece. Listen to this radio commercial. Look for the ad in the newspaper. The best deal on your trade and the lowest possible payments right here. City Select Motors, you better hurry.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East May Street in downtown Galesburg. by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team looks to upset state-ranked Sterling in the first round of the State Farm Holiday Classic tonight. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:10 on WGIL.
So our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is Mynika Warner, 17 points. You had 13 rebounds and two block shots for her.
That's what I had, and I have her at 7 for 10 from the free throw line, so she shot a lot better from the free throw line than she did from the field, a 5 for 18 from the field. But productive players find ways to be productive, and she did a good job hitting the boards and a good job putting those back in and ultimately getting two in overtime to help with the advantage.
So the Streaks are in the championship bracket. They'll play either Morton or Normal Community tomorrow at 4:30 at Normal Community High School. So our thanks to Brian Prescott back spinning the dials at the Galesburg Broadcast Center. The final again, it was Galesburg 48 and Chicago Hope 44. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation. Broadcasting from the Galesburg.